Well, thanks for tuning our way today. I'm Bill Neff, and this is Morning and Evening. When the temple guards came to seize Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane, Jesus told them in John 18, verse 8, "If you're looking for me, then let these friends of mine go their way." And with this scene in mind, Charles Spurgeon adds these comments. Do you see the care that Jesus demonstrated in his hour of trial toward the sheep in his care? He lets the enemy seize him, but he speaks a word of power to set his disciples free. He remains silent for himself, like a sheep before her shearers, but for his disciples he speaks with almighty power. This is love, constant, self-forgetting, faithful love. And isn't this the very essence of the atonement itself? The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep and pleads that they go away free. The divine payment has been made, and divine justice demands that those for whom he has paid go on their way. Like Moses in the bondage of Egypt, Jesus declares, "Let my people go." In every dungeon of despair, the sound is echoed, "Let them go free." Satan hears the well-known voice and lifts his foot from the neck of the fallen, and death opens her gates to let the dead arise. And where do they go? Well, the road of freedom is one of progress, holiness, triumph, and glory, and no one can interrupt the journey. Jesus himself has become the hunter's prey, and now the most timid animals of the field can graze at perfect peace. The thundercloud has burst over the cross of Calvary, and the pilgrims of Zion will never be struck by the bolts of vengeance. I will freely rejoice in the immunity that my Redeemer has secured for me, and I will bless his name today. And that's today's devotional insight from Charles Spurgeon, based on John 18, verse 8. Don't forget that you can access a free transcript of what you've just heard when you visit our website, morningandevening.org. I'm Bill Neff. I do thank you for listening, and thank you for keeping us in your prayers and financial giving as well, when possible. Have a great day, and I'll see you tomorrow.